95.7 The Hog, The Morning Hog. How you doing? Riggs, Steve, and our special beer friend, Josh from SR Parrot, back in the house today with new flavors.
How you doing?
I'm doing good, buddy.
Hip, hip, hooray.
By the way,
I brought a friend back.
I haven't faced Josh in our fantasy football league yet, so we're getting along, but that's subject to change. I'm glad you brought a friend to kind of mediate right now. Our friend Greg from Wop Tops is back. Look at that.
Yeah. You guys were begging him for beer so much, he had to come back.
I did. I texted. Now I'm a little embarrassed. I did text Greg many times since you were last on the show. And I was like, hey, I lost the beer that you gave me. Could you get more?
Yeah.
And you were like, you know, they sell it in stores, Riggs. And I was like, oh, yeah, that's right. And Steve was like, no, I demand that Greg comes back. So there you go.
And part of it is, you know, I was like, well, I'll bring you a beer if you put me back on your show.
We are easily bought that way.
And, you know, I realize I'm wearing the same shirt I wore last time.
Are you really? That's good. Well, that's a good theme, you know?
Well, as long as you wash, you have like okay.
Do you have a fleet of those?
I do.
Steve has like 12 of those shirts.
He's got plenty of those. Darn things. Hot still that, you know, you got to wear it comfortable.
Even the better deal for us is that Josh brought the beers today
from the
SR Parrot Home Fleet. So there you go. What are we getting into today?
I got an interesting lineup.
It is looks eclectic.
Right. There you go. That's a good word for it. So I have some new stuff and some seasonal stuff. Okay. And so we'll kind of get into it. I figure we're going to start with our friends over there at Klausthaler, though.
Okay.
Do you remember Klausthaler?
I remember saying it.
Yes. German brewery.
Right.
But they exclusively do non-alcoholic beers.
Right.
So they have a new offering called Klausthaler ISO 0.0.
Okay.
Okay.
All the other beers are 0.5%, so they're non-alcoholic, I think. But you have to, if you're below 0.5, you have to be non-alcoholic. To be 0.0, you have to have no alcohol whatsoever.
Okay.
So they came out with this, I want to say, about 3 or 4 months ago.
All right.
Or at least in our market, for that matter.
Okay.
This guy's going to be available in a 12-pack. Obviously, no ABV.
Okay.
There's a whole... Don't get the beer on your console.
Well, we never. This is a brew review first, right here, right?
Quite literally, is the first.
It's pretty amazing.
You are so close to your console.
Oh, that's not a problem at all.
Guess what, though? Check this out.
What's that?
I won.
Oh,
let's try this again.
The only hole in my cup is in the top.
Well, tell us about this beer.
Here's another cup.
Other than zero.
Is it still leaking?
I think
I would drop it.
Yeah, it's definitely still leaking.
Ah, look at that.
That is pretty impressive.
We got some. Okay.
So 0.0, right? Yeah, but it's Klausthaler ISO. Any idea what that might be?
ISO.
Isotropes?
Isotonic.
Isotonic. I was close. Okay.
Right. So any idea what that means?
Isotonic.
As a brewer, I should know that, and I do not.
I don't know if you
stumped Greg.
I know it's some kind of as a health, beverage, a healthy enthusiast. Item, isn't
right.
it?
I was going to read my paper that I have here, but it is soaking wet.
I can give you mine, but I want you to power through.
All right, so I'm going to read it because it's easier to read because I'm not as educated on this as I should. You know, so it's a beverage that contains a balanced concentration of dissolved particles such as salt, sugar, and minerals, such as concentration found in your body. So essentially, it's rehydrating you. With fluid and electrolytes.
Oh, I like that.
Ooh.
So we have a non-alcoholic beer that is technically healthy for you.
So kind of like a Propel.
But beer flavored.
Beer flavored.
Do you think that you could put this, I feel like you could, again, blind, no information, put this in somebody's hand and let them drink it, and they would assume this is a beer.
I think the average consumer, yes.
An alcohol content beer, I would assume.
Totally agree with that. I mean, it's really that German maltiness coming through. It's really good.
A lot
good.
Of malt on the back end there.
I was really surprised with this. This is really nice.
Yeah. But what's surprising about this is this would be great for, like, you know, you guys have been doing these marathons and stuff.
Yes.
Did you do that already?
We did the 10K.
Oh, so you're both still alive. So
well done. Yeah, we lived. Yeah. We lived till the next one.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you're right. That would have been the perfect thing to have.
You know, so if you you have to drive home after that marathon, these would be a great alternative to that. You know,
that's a great idea.
Or any other time for that matter.
Yeah, I mean, we took the company chopper back this time, but the rest of usually don't make that available to us.
Yeah, I mean, we've talked about non-alcoholic category as a whole in the last 2-3 years. It's just exploded.
Yeah,
and it's due to the younger crowd wanting that alternative, especially at the end of the night. You know, to wind down or. They don't drink at all.
This is perfect.
And they
want to
hang out with their friends and still have something in their hand.
Yeah.
It's a great alternative.
Yeah, I love that. Nice job. I mean, again, that's beer science at work again. Just some weird magical thing.
I'm slightly sticky.
Are you still dripping dry?
Yeah.
You know what? We're gonna get you a beach towel, but you got to pour us one more.
All right, I can do that.
Okay.
So I was walking our warehouse the other day.
Right.
And I've walked past this product several times thinking that it was just a relabeled item.
I've been in there and there's some weird stuff in there. What's happening?
So this is Yuengling.
It is?
Yeah, it looks like their old school label.
Throwback.
But I noticed it didn't say anywhere on the label Amber Lager.
Okay.
It says premium beer. So I was like, what the heck? Turns out it's a whole nother product.
Really?
Shut the front door.
I had no idea.
So you definitely want to check out our website where to find this.
Oh, he's while Josh is pouring, I can tell you he's referring to srprod.com/beerfinder. That's what he's meaning.
That's true.
Yeah.
True story.
You can go there, type it in your internet hole, and just hit enter, and you should be able to get to it.
Your internet hole?
So where you can find these beers. Mm. All right. So what is Yuengling doing here? What is happening? What is their move?
Mm. So this is a low ABV beer.
Okay.
Lower, at least. 4.5%. Premium beer. It's a Pilsner style.
Yeah, that definitely has when I'm preparing for a Yuengling flavor, it's not the typical Yuengling.
Right. So Yuengling malt typically is that amber lager with, you know, a very nice malt background, mm-hmm. stuff like that, where this is much closer to your other domestic beers out there on the market.
Yeah.
It's a great option for a premium beer.
Greg, can I do the reference to the throwback Hams beer?
And it has a
logo
that
it looks like the Hams logo to me. Just for
absolutely, I when Josh showed this to me, I was like, oh, it looks like an old Hams or Schlitz. It was surprising, but nice quality beer. This is really nice,
super solid.
Yeah,
I want to finish it and smash the can on my forehead. Is that weird? That's not a weird instinct, is it?
Football, no, because I want football to smash season. It on Steve's head.
Yeah, absolutely.
Would you please do that?
Yeah. Well, hold on,
please.
You know what? Sounds like a great place for a tease. Stick around. Will I do it? Next up on the Morning Hog on 95.7 The Hog.